A new way to look at life. One of the topics we cover in the New Insights Life Coach training program is the beauty of balance. I find myself revisiting that subject today after reflecting on the fact that my own personal life has been feeling unusually up and down of late. I'm fortunate that I'm normally a deep sleeper, but the last few nights have been different. I lay awake in the early hours of this morning, wondering if my own experience was just a tiny reflection of a world that in many respects is showing disconcerting signs of growing instability. The COVID pandemic caused unprecedented turmoil. The fallout from that is still affecting the lives of many ordinary people, if not in their physical health, then their mental and/or financial well-being. The latest developments in the Middle East simply serve to layer angst and uncertainty on top of the troubles we have been confronting of late. Here I'm thinking about natural disasters of seemingly growing intensity, the devastating Ukraine war, heightened tensions in the Far East, and abnormal unpredictability in the politics of the world's most powerful nation. I lay in bed reflecting on all of the chaos around us and the huge levels of personal anxiety this induces in many who feel powerless in the face of it. This can't be right, I thought, as I decided to seek solace in a cup of my favorite beverage. Back in bed with caffeine-induced clarity of thought, I reminded myself of the key principle on which life coaching is based. We have the power and ability to create the lives we desire. We just need to switch focus away from the chaotic and unforgiving external world and inward towards the amazing, all-knowing inner being that we each possess. According to the mainstream news, it would seem that we are all headed for hell in a handbasket, and there's precious little we can do about it, other than accept our fate and live life as best we can. Perhaps there are powerful vested interests that stand to benefit from ordinary people falling for and adopting this chaos-induced coping approach to the general negativity that is life. Well, that's the stuff of a separate article. Anyway, as with anything in life, there is a different perspective to be had on this. There is a new way to look at life. As a bit of an aside, we've traditionally been taught that we and all matter are made up of molecules, which in turn are comprised of atoms. Relatively recent scientific research has shown that it doesn't stop there. Atoms are made up of subatomic particles, including electrons, quarks, and the evasive Higgs boson, sometimes called the God particle. When you delve into the fascinating subatomic world, particles, curiously, start to behave like energy waves. Scientists talk about wave-particle duality, meaning that every elementary particle exhibits the properties of not only particles, but also energy waves. Well, let's put the aside for a moment. Here's the point that I'm making. Life is one big vibrational system. A system in which positive and negative coexist. The positive cannot exist without the corresponding negative, as the overall system must remain in perfect balance. With negative, there is always positive. With dark, there is always light. And at the core of this great vibrational dance between positivity and negativity, there exists a state of sublime balance. Relate this to your personal experience of life, and you may appreciate that this derives from both positive and negative situations and events. You cannot have one without the other. Our emotions are simply our responses to our circumstances and experiences, and these too are both positive and negative. Just as life cannot be made up solely of positive experiences, we cannot have only positive emotions. If we did, how would we know that they were positive? So, the challenge comes in redefining what we understand or perceive by the terms positive and negative when we refer to the various experiences in our life. Instead of labeling everything as either good, that is, we enjoy the experience, or bad, we don't enjoy the experience, we need to view both types of experience as opposite yet complementary. In other words, pleasurable experiences and growth cannot come about without challenging experiences that may be relatively painful in nature. By mentally embracing the fact that both polarities must coexist, we can channel our creativity into seeking out and experiencing the beautiful state of perfect balance that exists at the heart of this bipolar system. Life, when we are able to perceive of and experience it as a harmonious balance between positive and negative, is truly special. That state of balance is pure, unconditional love.